Yes, welcome to another edition of Splash Trash Meh, the G-Splash Movie Guide. We break it down, movies that we think you should see going into the weekend. Now, our rating system's pretty simple. Splash, trash, or meh. It's either splash, you should see it, meh, it's okay, and trash, don't even bother. Chris, we got some good stuff to talk about today.
We do. Yeah, we didn't do a splash, trash, or meh last week, so we're going to cover...
We didn't.
Looks like we're going to go over the two movies that came out last week, thoughts on those, and then we're going to talk about the two that are upcoming this week and give our predictions if they're going to be a splash, a trash, or a meh.
First off, just some quick box office news. A Quiet Place has surprised people by its numbers.
Really?
You know this, Chris. Yes, it's done. People saying it's the movie that's going to save Paramount.
Oh, wow. That's bold. It's in a... I mean, from what I know, you have seen this. I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Yeah, it pulled 71.
Damn.
$1 million.
Well, people like... I mean, if there's something that we've learned with movies over the past few years, it's that people... It's easy to make a really bad, scary, or... high tension thriller type movie. It's really hard to make a really good one. So when ones come along that are really good, people go and fucking see them.
So this movie did actually better than Get Out its first weekend, as well
you
as
get out of here,
as well as a Split, but Split wasn't that good. But both those movies did obviously really well. But before we dig into that review and stuff like that, I want to talk about the film Blockers.
Nice. You went and saw this one.
I saw this movie, yes. Blockers has John Cena in it. I'm not good with names, so forgive.
He's got a tough name. Ike Barinholtz.
Yes, that he's got a weird name, but yeah, he's a funny dude.
Barinholtz.
Him, John Cena, and Leslie Mann is also in it.
Heck yeah, she's smoking.
Yeah.
Still got it.
So this movie, quick plot rundown since we didn't do it last week. Three parents stumble on their daughter's pact to lose their virginity at the prom. They launch a covert one-night operation to stop the teens from sealing the deal. High school prom. They want to lose their virginity. Simple. Simple story. But what makes it funny is John Cena, the trio of, they're like the parent mod squad that's just like not the good mod squad.
Right.
If that makes any sense. But they're hilarious together. All in all, this movie was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I went in with the meh kind of feel, but man, this movie was hilarious.
I'm 90% sure that I gave it a trash.
You might have.
We didn't do one, but like, yeah. I was seeing that coming up, and I was like, nah, it's gonna, like, they put these people together, like, this is gonna be like Neighbors 2 or whatever, like, this is gonna be kind of, oh, fun. And isn't it rated PG-13? It's not even an R-rated movie.
I think it's R-rated.
Now, I mean, it's got an 87 or an 83%. Audience don't love it, but I don't trust audience scores anymore because of all the freaking hacking and shit. But you say it was funny, so I like a good comedy.
It's definitely rated R. There's the jokes that they show. The thing that I loved about it was like all the jokes they show in the previews, the worst jokes. So
isn't that the best? I love when that happens instead of the best one, instead of the opposite.
Yeah, and this was directed by Kay Cannon, who also wrote the Pitch Perfect series. But
okay,
this was the debut of
Kay directorial Cannon. Debut.
Yes, yes. This was also backed by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, people who did
all of those movies,
Superbad and all that shit.
All of them.
Speaking of so which,
I'm sure Judd Apatow had a finger in it if Leslie Mann was there, since that's his wife.
I think he was also. He did something else.
Executive producer.
I honestly, this was a funny movie. This is a splash. Definitely by, it's a funny movie. It's a quirky comedy. And John Cena is actually really fucking funny. I will say this, though. He does chug a beer through a funnel.
Stone cold! Through
his butthole. So that's pretty funny.
Oh, hot. This is definitely not rated PG-13 if there's butthole chugging.
These parents go to some crazy lengths to try and stop their kids from having sex. It's really weird. Anyway.
You know, genre is actually American sex comedy.
That's a thing?
I mean, that means there's enough movies that are sex comedies to fit in the category.
I guess.
Sweet.
Well, where would that even start? Like, Ridgemont High?
You can probably go back, and there's probably some that have been brought in later. But
Animal House? Oh.
Yeah, Fast Times, Ridgemont High, Porky's, Bachelor Party, Risky Business. So the 80s, early 80s, Animal House.
Moving on to the film that everyone's talking about, Chris. It's called A Quiet Place. couple of things. I will say this. If you have not seen this movie and you are going to see this movie, don't be the ass. Like, this is literally in the title. Don't be the asshole smashing your popcorn, chewing on straws, constantly grabbing in and out of your bags of candy, opening everything. You can hear everything because this movie is so quiet. There are
like,
moments.
Literally, there's no music. There's like silence for a long stretches, right? This is what I literally saw, like a post said the same thing. It's like, if you're going to this film, do not buy popcorn because you're going to be the only jackass in the place being like.
There are moments. There are moments where you can do this. Don't slurp the last two sips of soda in the fucking straw. Like, yes, that's my only pet peeve. This was my experience. Before I get into the review, this was my experience. I went to the movie, sold out. It was in a small theater. Don't know why. Opening weekend should be in a big theater. But it wasn't. Sat in the front row. Fine. I'm okay with that. I can live with that.
Fine.
About an hour, 20 minutes into the movie, the guy next to me gets up, go buys popcorn. Hustles back to his seat, out of breath. He's shoveling handfuls of popcorn and he's mouth breathing all over the place. Reaching in the bag and I was like, there's absolutely no sound right now. Like how? And then the guy next to me, he is done with his soda. He's been done with his soda for 30 minutes, yet he's still trying to slurp out whatever he can at the bottom of it. And I'm literally sitting next to two guys that are doing this. Mouth breathing popcorn and then straw chewing guy. And I was like, I literally was at the point I'm watching the movie and I start just laughing. So now I'm the asshole because I'm laughing. And everyone's like, why is that guy laughing?
Just having a great time.
Because I'm just like, this guy. I'm like, are you guys fucking serious right now? Like,
dude, was it a full theater?
Yeah, it was full for sure.
Oh, shit. Because I said you just got up and moved, but fuck.
No, I mean, it was already, again, wouldn't this happen? There was like 30 minutes left in the movie.
I am hopeful. I have a problem with that. So I'm hopeful that it will be a quiet, respectful crowd.
I'm not the only, yeah, so this has been, most of the reviews I've seen have all said this beforehand, and like, yes, it's 100% true. I've been the asshole in a quiet movie trying to open some M&Ms. The guy next to me was like, hey, bro, cut that shit out. And I was like, you're right, it's a quiet-ass movie. Put them back in my pocket. I was hungry as fuck, but I put them back in my pocket because I wanted to be polite and be, it's called movie etiquette, people.
Went to freaking Three Billboards outside Ebbing. I remember that story.
It was a ghost story.
Ah, shit. Yeah. I didn't remember that story.
But,
anyways, so, how was the movie?
Quiet Place. Quick plot. It's a modern, in the modern horror thriller, A Quiet Place, a family of four must navigate their lives through silence after mysterious creatures that hunt by sound threaten their survival. If they hear you, they hunt you. This movie was pretty fucking.
No spoilers.
I'm going to try not to. I really wanted to talk spoilers with you, Chris, but you haven't seen it, so you fucked up this whole show. I'm mad. The movie was really good. It's very quiet. It plays on. There is a girl who is deaf in it. And the thing that I loved about it, this isn't really a spoiler, but when it kind of cut to her and her character, you couldn't hear anything.
Oof.
So, like, when it would go back to John Krasinski or Emily Blunt, like, you could still hear, like, regular sounds. Does that make sense?
Really? No, totally, yeah. But in her scenes, it was completely silent.
Yeah, because she was deaf. Overall, this movie, yes, this movie is a kind of a horror movie. Yes, this movie is a thriller. But overall, this is actually a really good story of just about a family. You can kind of pick this apart towards the end as far as, like, well, why are we following this family and blah, blah, blah. They kind of overkill kind of some of the stuff that they try to be subtle about. But
okay,
overall, it was a great movie.
In our conversation, obviously we're on the show, but I think we both knew this was going to be. You said meh.
Yeah, I went in meh.
I would have said splash just from.
This was definitely a splash. Good. All good. Around. I believe it's also certified fresh. Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
97%.
97%. Shit.
But yes, it's a family movie. Great storytelling about family. One of the craziest scenes, obviously, going in, you know that Emily Blunt is pregnant, and obviously, it's in all in the trailers, bro. If you haven't seen a
trailer, she's in a bathtub trying to give birth.
Yeah, and there's a monster and blah blah blah. What happens, it happens, and you figure it out. But that's got to be an intense situation. If you're having a baby and you're trying to be quiet, I don't know how that is.
It's
even possible.
It's not going to go well.
Yeah. So that's our Splash Trash Matt reviews. But let's talk about what's coming out this week. We got some new releases. An honorable mention sleeper that Chris and I talked about off the podcast. But I think this might be somewhat good. Chris thinks it's probably going to be terrible. It'll probably will be terrible. But it's called Truth or Dare.
Starring Lucy Hale.
And it's PG-13.
I actually have a girl I went to high school with. And she is like makeup and hair and stuff in LA and all over the freaking world. But she has actually done some work on Lucy Hale in the past few months. So shout out to Carly Walters.
Shout out to her. Props.
Talking about the new movie. Oh, we're talking about that. We both think it's going to be trash.
Yeah.
PG-13, bloody horror, a violent horror movie about a haunted game of truth or dare. And if you play, then it's like Jumanji. But if you don't fulfill the truth or the dare, you fucking die. But it's rated PG-13. So any kind of violent horror movie that's PG-13, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be garbage because they siphon it down.
You know what? I'm going to compare this movie to, this is the 2018 version of the movie that came out last year that was
Happy Death Day was awesome.
Happy Death Day. It's going to be this year's Happy Death Day.
Yeah, but Happy Death Day got like an 80% and it was a good movie. It was clever. This one's not
that movie was
at all.
All you did was put a fucking horror twist on
it,
Groundhog's
on Groundhog's Day.
Day,
but they did it pretty well.
No. It was a terrible movie.
It's gonna be more like the second. Wait, was the first Ouija movie bad? Of the two Ouija movies, one of them's real bad, and it's gonna be like that movie. I think the sequel's actually really good, but the first one is real bad.
It'll get lost in the horror genres throughout the year.
No, they all do. They all drop away. But yeah, that was honorable mention. What are our two main mentions?
Borge, I think is how you pronounce it, versus McEnroe.
Borge and McEnroe. That's how it's pronounced.
Simple. This is a biopic movie starring my man Shia LaBeouf. I'm a big Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. Oh right, yeah, I knew that. He plays John McEnroe.
Plays a bad boy John McEnroe. He's all
a young rebellious McEnroe.
Yep. So Bjorn Borg is the pretty boy versus the bad boy. This is a story that's already been told, so you kind of know the outcome already, but. I'm excited to see Shia LaBeouf back on the big screen once again. This has gotten 80% on the tomato meter.
Okay.
I think
I've
been looking forward to
the plot already.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's the summer of 1980. And this is it's a biopic, so like this has already happened. It's not really like a plot twist.
Right. But Beyond Bug.
It's about them coming together and like there's a big rivalry there because McEnroe was this bad boy and Bjorn Borg was like this. Their styles were so different, and they finally clashed. It was like Clash of the Titans in the tennis world at the time. So
It's like they made a real movie off of after that fake one, 7 Days in Hell. Remember that on HBO?
Yeah. That movie was so ridiculous.
So freaking
stupid.
Oh, it was great. So was the Tour de France one. They're supposed to be over the top.
I know. I got it. When they're having sex for like 7 days.
Yeah, exactly. Like it just they can't stop playing. They just keep playing.
Yeah.
What are you going to give this one?
I go in with low standards, but I'm going all the way in. I'm going all in on this. I think this is going to be a splash. I think it's considered an indie flick, right?
Yeah.
I think this is going to be, because I've actually tried to find showtimes. I can't find it in New York.
Interesting. That's weird.
Yeah. If I can find go see Truth or Dare, though.
Yeah, you can definitely get tickets to that. I'll give it a, I'm just gonna give it a meh. It'll probably be enjoyable, but nothing that I'm gonna be like walking out being like, you got to go see that tennis biopic.
I definitely think it's gonna be better than last year's tennis movie, which was
Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, that movie was good. I think this one will be better.
Enough tennis. Let's do some destruction.
Starting off the blockbuster block of the year, right?
More like the rockbuster. Am I right?
It's on fire, folks. This is a video game movie. It's called Rampage. It's also being sued for another movie called Rampage. But anyway. Surprise, as of right now, Rampage did get... and when I wrote the notes, it wasn't there, but Rampage is at a 46%.
Oh, no.
on Rotten Tomatoes.
No.
Yeah.
I know this movie. Been so hot.
This movie's going to be trash, bro.
Yeah.
Listen to the plot. I've edited this plot because this plot was so long. But listen to this. I've also changed a few things around. You'll notice. The Rock keeps people at a distance, shares an unshakable bond with an extraordinarily intelligent silverback gorilla named George. A rogue experiment goes awry, mutates George into a raging creature of an enormous size. That's what she said. It's discovered that there are more other animals as these newly created alpha predators tear across America, destroying everything in their path. The Rock and George have to save the world.
Perfect.
This is a video game movie. This is like the definition of the cursed video game movies. And no, unfortunately,
I was going to say this one had a chance maybe because it was just weird enough.
No, it because one, it's not. It's like its own thing. It has they've made the video game like irrelevant.
Its own thing.
So I don't know. I knew this movie was going to suck from the beginning. I haven't even seen it yet.
Well, good for you.
This movie looked bad from the jump. I'm kind of surprised that you were like excited about this movie.
I'm going to give, you know what? I'm just going to jump right out there. I'm going to give it a low end. I think it'll be fun. Not good, but fun.
I think he should have rode the Jumanji wave a little bit longer. Too soon for another Rock movie.
And in his, it was on Honest Trailers, or like the Jumanji one was like in his, in Dwayne the Rock Johnson's Jungle Quadrilogy, and it was like the four Jungle movies he's been in, like The Rundown, Jumanji, Rampage, and there's another one he's... Oh, Jungle Cruise?
Yeah.
His Jungle Quadrilogy.
He should... I mean, the Rampage isn't a good break, but yeah, I'm going straight trash on this one.
Okay, wow. Bold straight move, Cotton.
Trash.
See if it pays off for him.
But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. That's really the movies you should see. It's probably... Just go see Shia LaBeouf. That's my recommendation. That's the Bradley Baxter recommendation.
You know what? Go see Black Panther.
Go see Black... If all else fails, just go see Black Panther. If all else fails,
just go see Black Panther. If you've already seen it, go see it again. You'll thank yourself.
That's going to be Splash, Trash, and Meow. We really kicked it off. Probably longer than we should have, but...
Hell yeah, but that's okay. Make sure if you like what you're listening to, follow us on Instagram. We're at G2TheSplash. We also have a podcast where we talk about pop culture, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It drops every Thursday. You can find that on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever.
Wherever you're listening to this thing. That's what it is, and that's what we gotta be. G2TheSplash. Hey, I'm out.
Wow. Okay, bye-bye.